Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Big Mo, and I am pleased to welcome you to your podcast main event. Introducing first, your host, he hails from Mexico City, Mexico, presenting Chair Monster, Jose Manuel. I am ready. Our host is ready. Are the listeners ready? No, I said podcast listeners tuning in across the world. Are you ready for Che Monster Talks?
Ready whenever you are.
Today's guest, I don't know how even to describe him. He's your gym's worst nightmare. He's everybody's goals as long as strength-wise. TikTok beast, destroyer of barbells, probably Daniel Rudjoff.
Thank you, man. I wouldn't say destroyer of barbells. I try and take care of the equipment, but some barbells definitely have been ruined in the past. So thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what you want to talk about, you know, gym-wise, regarding my strength, my TikTok.
I want to start this off. I know it's start talking trash at people, but I love this topic. I hate this topic at the same time. But I want to ask you, what's your thoughts on these little bitches who skip leg day as gentlemen?
So people who skip leg day, I mean, they're just hurting themselves, man. Like when I was younger, I did a bunch of research and I found out that when you train legs, your natural testosterone levels and your growth hormone levels actually skyrocket during recovery. It's the largest muscle group in your body. So the people who skip leg day, man, they just look ridiculous and they're hurting themselves, you know?
For starters, that's completely true. But there's, I'm going to tell you this excuse that I actually heard last week from a gentleman who goes to college with me. I asked him, hey, do you want to go to the gym? Yeah, but I don't do legs. I already play soccer. I don't need to do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's different though. Like if you're in a sport like soccer or something like that, I mean, you should be training for like more endurance, not really strength or anything like that. So I get not wanting to lift for legs. I don't know. That's like a gray area for me, man. That's like sport specific training, you know?
I will still drop shade at him because let's face it. You need to squat sometimes. Squatting is important.
That reminds me of who's that kid? He's like been 14 for like 10 years. He's got huge legs. He plays soccer. Bodybuilder now. Tristan Lee. Have you heard of
him? Tristan Lee, yeah.
Yeah, he's a soccer player or was. I don't know if he still is. But he was like, dude, his legs are huge. So you should show your friend him and be like, this is what a real soccer player looks like.
Exactly. Cristiano Ronaldo trains legs. He lifts a shit ton of weight.
He's jacked, dude.
He's a fucking jacked.
That guy's got like an impact.
Bro, I think he has at least a 12-pack.
Probably. I've got a 1-pack. It's just like a nice big, you know, round keg.
Yeah. Power bellies are important.
It's definitely powerful.
And now they should come back into fashion. I don't know if you've seen the new God of War trailer.
Oh, with, is it Thor who has the big belly?
Yeah.
Man, I've got some mixed feelings about that, dude, because it's like, he's a god. He's like, have you seen how like the Greeks depicted gods? They were like ripped, like abs, like none of them were fat, you know? So I don't know, man. I'm not too happy about that one, but
they think about this. This version of Thor, not the Australian ripped guy. This guy on the myths, he ate a complete ox by himself, and he drank so much beer that he could drink inches out of the sea if it was made out of beer.
That's true. I mean, like I said, I get it. You know, I get how, like, that is honestly probably how most Vikings looked, you know, but at the same time, they're gods, man. They should be looking like aesthetic and jacked. I don't know.
Bro, if you can have either the best aesthetics or be strong as fuck. It's impossible to have both of them.
All right, well, okay. Let me rephrase that. What if Thor looked like actual Thor, like Thor Bjornsson, the mountain? Damn. I feel like that's a good depiction.
That's a great depiction.
You know, he's like 6'8", like jacked, but still like when he was powerlifting, when he was doing strongman, he weighed like 440, 200 kilo.
Yeah.
He had
like almost a six pack. Not
quite. Yeah, but it was like he was chubby, but he was still jacked. You know, they should have made him like that. You know, or like Eddie Hall.
He looks kind of like Eddie Hall. The only problem is that I think they should have made his arms a little bit bigger and more.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like right now, I saw the trailer or whatever, or the pictures, and he looked like skinny fat, but with a huge gut.
Yeah.
You know, they should have made him like jacked fat, like bear mode almost, you know?
Exactly. Like kind of a grizzly guy.
Yeah. You know, I like if I stood up and took my shirt off, kind of like that, that's how I would want him to look. You know, I'm trying to be Kratos if they want me, you know.
I'm there too. Like I'm trying to become Kratos. Like I'm the same height as him on the canon. On the
big there you go. Canon.
He's 6'6". I'm 6'6". So
jeez, you're 6'6", dude.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Especially in Mexico, bro. Being 6'6" on Mexico is like being 7'2" on the US.
I was gonna say, like, I'm 6'2" and I feel like I'm massive compared to everyone, but dude, you're 6'6". You got like 4 inches on me. That's crazy.
It's fun as fuck. Let me tell you that.
I believe it, man.
To ask you, how tall were you? Because you look fucking massive on your video.
I'm 6'2". Right now I'm weighing around like 280.
Fuck.
So I'm kind of heavy, but I'm trying to bulk up to about 300. And then I'll cut to 275 and go for some records. So we'll see.
What's your meal plan like? Because I think that you're like just like me, that you will eat everything that's on the sink, basically.
So I got lucky. A local company, Munch Meals, has actually been making my food. Yesterday I ate about 7 of their meals. They've got about 6 ounces of a meat, a cup of rice, a cup of veggies. So I had 7 meals yesterday plus some snacks. Like I had a Subway sandwich as a snack, and then I do my breakfast myself. So I'd say like I had 9 meals yesterday. So that's usually my average day, which is a lot. Yeah. Now that I think about it, that's a lot. But still, I eat a ton.
Bro, us big guys, we need to eat a lot. Like I'm big guy compared to the average Mexican because I'm 210 pounds, like 210 pounds, something like that. And most times I like, you can see how many tacos or whatever I eat compared to other guys, like and people would get scared. It's like, really, you're really going to eat that? I can imagine the same thing happens to you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like I'll go to like an all-you-can-eat sushi place or all-you-can-eat food, and I'll just load up my plate, and people will be like, whoa, man, like hold it. You're not going to finish all that. And I'll go back for seconds, you know, or thirds. Who knows? Depends on how hungry I am. But, dude, we eat, man. We're big, you know. 6'6", that's huge.
It's very fun. I used to play rugby, so it was really good for that.
See, I wanted to play rugby. And I was actually thinking about, here's my cat. She's trying to say hi. All right, let's get out of here. I wanted to play rugby because I was playing football. And a lot of my friends wanted me to do it. And I feel like there was no competitiveness in it. Like, in the area that I was in. So I couldn't play. Come on, get out of here. She's trying to get in the camera. I don't know. Here. Hey. You want to see her here? You want to see the camera? There you go. Sorry about that.
No worries, bro.
But yeah, dude, rugby's cool, man. I like it a lot. So you used to play, or do you still play?
I I used to play rugby, but a lot of my teammates got injured, and my mom told me to stick to keep boxing and doing MMA instead.
How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
22? Okay. You said you do kickboxing and MMA?
MMA, kickboxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and
regular boxing. Dude, I did BJJ from when I was like 13 till about like 22. I'm 27 now. I haven't trained in like 4 years because it, I'm sure you know, like as a bigger dude, people will try and outmuscle you.
Yeah.
Right. So, dude, me as like the power lifter I was, I didn't want to use any strength and people would try and outmuscle me and I would get like mad and I would be like, all right, I'll show you. I can outmuscle you. Like, you know, but, I don't know, dude, kickboxing, that stuff's cool, man. You want to fight at all or do anything with it?
I've had like 35 amateur fights. I want to go pro eventually.
Dude, at 6'6", I feel like your reach is probably what? Through the roof? What's your reach at?
My reach is at 7'2". Like, I'm built Jesus, like a team. Man. Like, I have really tiny torso, really long stripper legs, and really long bird like.
Dude, that means you'd be good at like kickboxing. Exactly, I was gonna say, man, you're a striker. having long limbs like that,
it's fun. It's very fun, like just jabbing people and when they think they are out of range, completely out of
right
range.
right dude, everyone on all my videos, everyone thinks that I've got like super short arms. I'm 6'2 with the 6'5 wingspan, so it's not like I'm short. You know, my arms are long. It's just I know how to bench properly.
Fuck. They say, like, doing squats and benching when you're big and long is very hard because your range of motion is is longer.
Now, yeah.
That just makes way more impressive your shoulder press. Like, your... I don't know how many. There were four plates on each side.
My best shoulder press is 440.
Fuck you.
I was trying to practice some log work, and I got up to like 385 or 383 at those kilo plates for a couple reps. It was interesting. So, I don't know. Hey, what do you want?
I remember I showed my jiu-jitsu coach just got into strength and conditioning, and I sent him one of your videos, the one you're just laying down acting like if you were passed out.
Yeah.
Press, and I sent that video to him, and he was fucking impressed. He was like, you were not even human, and I agree with that with him. Like that's being built different, because let's face it, if you have to say you're built different, you're not.
Man, I agree with that. There's a lot of people who will be like hitting not that it's bad, you know, but a 275 bench, and they'll be like, I'm built different, you know. And it's like, you're not built different, but you're working hard, you earn that, you know. But a lot of people can get there. I don't know.
Well, if you have to say it, it's not true. It's like say it.
Right.
If you have to say, hey, I'm tall, you're not tall.
Yeah. Or like, for example, we were talking about fighting. Like, the best fighters in the world know they're the best. Exactly. You know, they don't go to random bars and try and fight people.
Exactly. You will never see Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, he might, but then again, like.
But he didn't, he never said he was the best fighter ever. He just threw a hand at him.
Right. He's just trying to fight people right now. He's frustrated. That's different. Bro, Phoenix, get out of here.
I would be frustrated too. Like, did you see how he broke his leg?
Dude, like, it's so upsetting because I wanted that fight to last. I wanted to see who was going to win, and like, for it to end that way, that's like the biggest cop out, you know. It was just unlucky.
Something that we have to recognize is that talking trash while you're on the canvas with a broken leg is something that only real gangsters can do.
Right, dude. Connor, he was talking smack while laying down while they were putting his foot back together, exactly. Or ankle, whatever it was. It was his ankle, right? He shattered his ankle.
Yeah.
He was laying there. He's talking about how whatever his name's wife was DMing him and stuff.
Exactly. How the fuck can you look at Dustin Poirier right in the eye and tell him your wife is on me DMs while you have your fucking leg made a piece of shit?
Well, he wants to fight again. You know, that's the thing. That's the sport. It's like he got robbed of the win by just breaking an ankle. But hopefully they rematch, man.
Now, you already said you would like to be a Kratos on a movie. Would you be accepting to be being Odin or Thor?
I would be. Yeah, why not, man? If I could be in a film or anything like that as like a god, man, that would be great. You know, I'm not gonna say no. They could even put me as like one of the half gods. You know, I mean, Kratos is a half god, but as like I don't even know, some just a basic human who's strong. Just put me in there as that. I'm fine with that, man.
Everything except the poor captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Everybody except him.
Right, exactly. Sorry, my cat will not leave me alone, man.
No worries, bro. It always happens on the podcast. This is a cat-friendly podcast.
Right. I don't know what her problem is. I put her off the table like 6 times and she hops right back up here.
She just wants some love. Just like
that's true, man. There's cat hair everywhere now. My girl's probably gonna kill me. So
now you're a big man yourself, and as we previously mentioned, we eat a shit ton. Now just like celebrating Mexican Independence Day, which is tomorrow. I want to ask you, how many tacos can you eat on one sitting? After a hard session of training.
Okay, so look, I don't really eat tacos too often, but like, I know you're gonna hate me. If I go to Taco Bell, right, I'll spend at least like $20 on food there at minimum. So like, usually I'll get like 5 to 6, what are they called, chalupas? Is that it?
I don't know. I've never been to Taco Bell.
So it's like it's like a taco, but they use like a thin bread. I don't know what instead of a taco shell, it's like a thin bread.
So yeah, it's a chalupa because we have them here too. But sometimes I don't know. I don't believe on Taco Bell marketing.
Right. So I mean, I heard a lot of things about Taco Bell, but I'll eat like 5 or 6 of those, man. And that's usually like a snack for me. So taco, I don't know. I have no idea. Probably a lot.
Bro, you should come here to Mexico and try real tacos.
Look. I have a friend here. His name is Mel. I think Melitin or something like that is his full name.
Okay.
Melitin Cancino. I don't know if I pronounced that right or if I butchered it or something. But he can make some real food. So I'll have him make me some tacos one day. I'll tell him you told me.
You should try tacos de al pastor and suadero tacos.
You can send me that in text, so I'll remember that and I'll forward it to him. Because I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't know.
Trust me, you need to
try. As long as it's not spicy. I don't do spicy food.
You don't do spicy?
I can't. I don't know, man. I'm Russian. I don't know. I don't know if we like spices or not, but I don't like spicy food. So just a little bit. I'll do a little bit of spice. For flavor, you know? I do know that word. Yeah,
I tried to learn Russian for a long time, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a hard language, man.
It has a whole new different alphabet. That's
weird. English is hard though, apparently, compared to a lot of the other languages.
I don't really know which. I don't know which is the easiest language to speak. I would like to know because I think that language should be the universal language automatically.
Which one?
I don't know. Whichever is the easiest one, that one automatically.
Whichever it should. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, but I don't know. With Google Translate coming around, everyone's gonna be able to translate everything soon. There's like apps out there that'll like. If you hold it up on your phone, it'll translate everything.
That's true. That's true. I've trained with one of Khabib's cousins, basically, Askarov. Mm-hmm. He went here to Mexico. He finished his fight camp where I trained.
Okay.
And we would use Google Translate to communicate with him.
That's cool. Did it work well? Or
it did work well. He ended up in a draw on his UFC debut.
Mm-hmm.
On Mexico City, and he said the biggest problem was that he was running out of breath because we are like 1.5 miles over sea level, so
it's different. Yeah. Different height for him. Yeah,
yeah,
I forget the word. It's like, is it altitude? Right,
I think,
right,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
weird, man.
It's weird. Now, there's many misconceptions about people who like to lift heavy shit. And one of them is that we are brutes and meatheads.
Look, out of all the people who get judged, I am probably the number one person. Everyone assumes I'm a meathead and I'm an asshole and I'm probably really mean and all that, but I'm like the exact opposite. You know, I'm really patient. At least I try to be. I don't know, man. People like us get judged.
Especially with that much of a beard. It must be very imposing. I want to go full biking just like you.
Dude, it's just how it grows. I literally had someone just messaged me on Instagram and asked me what products I use. And I was like, I don't do anything. It's just how it grows in. Like, I just every now and then I'll get it lined up. And like, other than that, you know.
I'm just Russian. That's your answer.
Just Russian, right? Yeah, that's it.
Fight bears. Sorry, I was... vodka.
Exactly, right.
Exactly. Now, which of all these stereotypes do you face the most?
Like, just me being a meathead, man. Like, dumb. I don't know. Everyone assumes I'm dumb and just... Or mean. I don't know.
It's stupid. I don't know why people think that. Like, the term meathead, actually, it sounds kind of cool. But the meaning behind it fucking sucks, bro. Like,
right.
You need to be smart to lift heavy. You can't fucking PR.
Exactly. You need to. So, for example, I was talking to my friend about this yesterday. In order to program people, you have to be really smart. You know what I mean? In order to fix someone's form, you need to see every single error they have. You need to, for programming, like you need to see where the central nervous system is shot, when it's good to go, like if you got to go heavy today or not. So there's a lot that goes into programming and stuff. So a lot of coaches are smart, you know, but in order to lift heavy, like you said, you got to be somewhat smart because you got to know what you're doing. You can't be stupid about it. Except for a select few.
There's people who can do whatever they want. And you're one of those guys. Let me tell you that. The fact that you can overhead press over 400 pounds for reps is scary.
I'm trying, bro. Like I said, I'm hopefully going to hit, like, I want to chase 7 on the bench sometime soon. I've got a big bench coming up this Saturday. I don't know how I'm feeling there. I might go for like 650-ish, 660 for a small PR. Overhead press wise, I'd like to go for 500 eventually. And we'll see, man. There's a lot of thought behind it, you know, like risk versus reward at this point. You know, if I want to try and hit those goals within the next few months or, you know, give it a year and make sure I hit it, if that makes sense. And she's
slow
back.
Steady. Slow but steady, or just trying to jump in.
Right, exactly. Like, a lot of these kids will see, like, I'll post a lot of my heavy lifts on social media, and they'll think that's what I do every week. Like, I'm in this Facebook group. It's like 100,000 members. It's a bench press group. And everyone asks me, they're like, hey, man, how often do you bench? Like, I always see you posting in here and all that. And I'm like, I bench once a week. Like, that's it. Once every 6 to 7 days, man. And that's all I do. and I don't go heavy every week. Like, I just posted my 545. It's like a small deload week. It's like 80% almost. Okay. No. Yeah, 80%, somewhere around there. And that's it. That's all I worked up to. So it wasn't anything crazy. I just did one rep. And, like, everyone's, like, asking me how I'm staying heavy all the time and stuff. I don't know.
How often do you squat?
I squat the same frequency as my bench. I squat once a week as well. My squats for the past 2 months have been really inconsistent, though. My girlfriend had hernia surgery not too long ago. So we've only been going to the gym like maybe twice a week. And then just recently her hernia opened back up because her body is not accepting the sutures or sutures. I don't know how it's pronounced. It's like the stitching. Yeah.
Stitches.
And so it's not accepting that. So her whole wound like opened back up and she has to get surgery again. So my training has been very inconsistent recently.
Damn.
But it's for a good reason.
So. It's for a good reason. So.
Right. It's not something I'm too worried about.
Yeah. Now, what's your thoughts on all these pre-workout boom that there has been on TikTok? All these people try scooping pre-workout and mixing like three different kinds of pre-workout.
That's just dumb, man. Like the whole dry scooping thing. I mean, if you think about how what's going to happen, like it'll cause stomach ulcers if you don't wash it down with water. You know what I mean? It'll just sit in your stomach and clump up and then just slowly eat away at stomach lining. And then just mixing pre-workouts, like there's no reason to take like 1,000 milligrams of caffeine before a pre-workout. Like, I don't know. I have Rise Blackout and their Pump Pre, and I usually just take a half scoop. That's all I really need, man. It's enough to get me through a workout.
Sadly, in Mexico, we don't get the good shit. Our government has a limit on caffeine on supplements. They can only go up to 150 milligrams of caffeine.
Well, I feel like that's smart, though, like to an extent. You know, the Rise Pre, the Blackout, it's like their extreme formula. It's 400 megs per serving, but half of it is time released. So I think it's like 270 is instant, and then the other half is time released, like 130 is time released. So it's not all at once, if that makes sense.
That's a smart move. And if I'm being honest, instead of buying pre-workout, all I do is I get espresso.
Yeah, dude, that's... I was training in, I think, Vegas with a couple pro bodybuilders, and they were just doing shots of espresso as a pre-workout.
It's good, and it's cheaper. It's way cheaper.
Right, right. Like, for me, though, I love, like Pump Pre's. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Sorry, my phone just said it was low on batteries. It's at 20%, and so my whole screen went black. But yeah, like I love like the Pump Pre's that have like nitric oxide in them and whatever else are in Pump Pre's, you know, creatine, stuff like that. It just makes me feel great, you know, when I'm working out.
If I'm being honest, I do dry scoop my creatine. I don't know why, but I
do. Do you at least down it with water?
Yeah. I'm not a cyclist.
Yeah, that's different though. I mean, I do that. Like, I'll put a scoop in my mouth and swish around with water. Like, that's okay. Like, I get it. But there are kids who just put a whole scoop in their mouth and then swallow it.
That's fucking stupid. Like, you use so much fucking saliva to do that.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying it'll, like, my cat, man. Here, I'm just going to.
Don't worry.
There, I just.
I had to say it. I saw the opportunity. I had to take it.
I have to show you my Maine Coon, then. She's gorgeous. We flew her in from Cali, and she's expensive. I don't know where she went. Everyone else, we adopted all the rest, but I think I actually hear her.
Going on the fact that you're Russian and you lift heavy weights, do you follow some of the superstitions that Russians have related to weightlifting?
Not really. What do you mean by that?
Like I have a Russian friend in college who won't. He actually like made me believe on that superstition, but he won't go over a barbell because he says if you go over a barbell.
Oh, like stepping over one.
Yeah, if you step over the barbell.
I've heard of that, man. I've heard of all those like stuff like that. I mean, I'm not really superstitious, man. If something bad happens, it happens. If something good happens, it happens. I don't know.
Like I will get anxious if I do that right now. Because he told me if you go over the barbell will go over you.
Okay. I mean that's a very big possibility. You know. Maybe that's what happened when I dropped my barbell on me like 4 years ago. At one of my meets, it was my first meet ever, I dropped 460 while benching it, and I just kind of like went like that with it. What are you doing? Get out of here. And it landed on my chest, and it was not fun.
It doesn't sound fun at all.
Luckily, I wasn't injured, so.
Not even broken ribs.
I never went to a doctor. It was self-diagnosis, so I was no injury free. You know, I was young, so I was dumb. But if that happened now, I would definitely get checked out. So I don't know.
See,
Have you ever had any weightlifting injuries?
Fuck yeah, there's been many times that I've. I don't do sumo anymore because I'm very long, like my legs.
Yeah. Out. Did you drop a plate on your toe?
I have four of them.
Jesus, man.
On both legs simultaneously.
At the same time?
Yeah, I was right when I was finishing with my set. I don't know why, but I went a little bit wider and
yeah,
I dropped the weight. Fucking
ouch. Hell. That happened to some big YouTuber a while back, and he broke his whole foot. I don't remember his name, but he was a big YouTuber like 5 or 6 years ago. I think he still is now. He was a power lifter.
I don't broke anything.
You didn't break anything?
I didn't break anything. I was just too lucky. Maybe Jordans are good for that, to protect me for
that's
that.
Probably what it was. It was the shoes.
It was exactly. It was, now, why always the magic Gucci flip flops?
Honestly, so I know this is gonna sound dumb, but like putting shoes on for me is hard. Like okay. Bending over and like trying to put like shoes on is difficult for me.
Okay.
I'll get like out of breath and like, it's a struggle, man. So I just throw slides on and it's just convenient. So with the Gucci slides, I don't know if you saw the video. So one of my sponsors, Helimix, they make like shaker cups. They actually saw a video that my girlfriend posted of my broken slides. And they went and bought me those Gucci slides, and it has Helimix on them. So it's like a Gucci Helimix collaboration. It's pretty cool. I was very surprised. And that was probably the coolest thing that's happened to me. So
that's nice. That's really nice. Now, how good are those Helimix bottles?
Honestly, so dude, it's the coolest thing ever. Like we were talking earlier about how a lot of meatheads are dumb, right? Or they're assumed to be dumb. So the shaker cup is curved. Here, hang on. I'll get one. Watch.
Okay.
All right, so you see how it's like curved?
Yeah.
Right, if you look at it here?
Yeah.
It's got like the curved lines?
Yeah.
So since it's narrower on the bottom and wider on the top, when you shake it, the force causes, like as the water goes down, it creates a vortex on the inside.
Okay.
So it literally forces everything to mix because of that shape. So you don't need like a shaker ball inside. You don't need like a little filter thing on the inside. So it mixes really well, you know, and it's,
it looks good. It looks,
amazing. It's dude, it's, I dropped one it was full of water, and I dropped it like from higher than my head accidentally. Like I was trying to put it up somewhere in the gym, and I dropped it onto the tile floor at the gym, and it was fine. And I was like, I thought it was going to break, you know, because most shaker cups break. So I don't know, man. Shout out to them for hooking me up.
If I'm being honest, I'm very passionate about my hydration. So I'm not here to disrespect Helimix. I've never tried them, and I'm very open to. I would buy one if they made little versions of them and they were like stainless steel, because I drink a lot of water, so I always.
You use stainless steel?
Yeah, I always have to have my.
Dude, I'll message them and see if they can do a curved, like. All they would have to do is have like an outside like that stainless steel and have this design on the inside.
It can be even that part of the stainless steel too. And I think it would be the perfect water bottle, because I thought this was the perfect water bottle, because this is a shout out to Ice Shaker. I'm not no disrespect. Maybe they should.
You're fine, man.
Maybe they should collab. Maybe
that's honestly, that's a good idea. Like, I'll look after this, I'll message Helimix and be like, y'all should make, you know, an aluminum. What was that? Aluminum?
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel. A stainless steel cup. Have the inside with the Helimix logo and design, so that people can have like an insulated drink if they want in there and stuff like that.
Exactly. I drink ice cold water all fucking day.
Yeah,
that's why I use this one, because this is a shaker bottle which is also insulated, so I can drink ice cold fucking water all fucking day long.
Dude, that's a genius idea, and I'm definitely gonna tell them that. I'll let them know it was your idea too. You know,
I think I should get at least one of those.
One for free if they make it, man. I'll send you one. I will.
Thank you, bro. Now, what's your average cheat meal? What does your average cheat meal look like?
So I actually had a cheat meal earlier today.
Okay, tell me.
I ordered three pizzas from Little Caesars.
Okay.
My girlfriend wanted Little Caesars. So we got a deep dish stuffed crust with mushrooms. Ooh. I had a pepperoni calzone. It's like their new large calzone pizza. And then a large plain. And then we got a side of garlic parm chicken wings. And what else do we have? Oh, I bought a bag of like sour gummy worms. And that was our cheat meal.
Those are the best gummy worms.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I she had a couple slices, but I probably ate the rest. So I would say about two pies of pizza, two whole pizzas. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Now, what's your thoughts on the concept of leg day supremacy?
Leg day supremacy? What do you mean by that?
It's the best, like, considering, you know, how all these 15, 16-year-olds think that a chest and arm, they are the best, that they would repeat it and they would skip leg day and back just to train more chest and biceps.
Honestly, dude, like I said, I love leg day. I feel like it's had a huge effect on my bench. Because like I said earlier, when you're training legs and when your legs are recovering, your natural testosterone levels increase, your growth hormone levels increase. So if I train legs like 2 days before I bench, which is what I'm going to do today, actually, because I'm benching Saturday, I feel like my bench session is like 1,000 times better. So for the people who don't want to train legs before you bench, guarantee your bench will go up. Right there. That's the secrets.
Do you prefer to squat or deadlift?
See, it depends on how I'm feeling. All right, let's say I had like a really rough week or a rough day, and I just want to go in there and like kill myself. Oh, you know?
Squats then.
No, I'm going to deadlift, man. You're going
to deadlift. Well,
tell
me, how much do you fucking deadlift? I want to get
started. My best deadlift is only 735. That's not that good.
Only 735. Only 735. Okay. I'm the strongest guy at my gym, and I can only put four plates on each side and a 35. And they think I'm crazy because I do that.
That's still strong though. Like, you got to understand, like, I'm comparing myself to, like, for example, my bench is world class. You know, if I hit my best bench in a meet, I'm number one in the world for my weight. My squat though is probably top 500, you know, and then my deadlift is top 1,000. So like my deadlift is just garbage. Not really, but you know what I mean.
You're on the highest, you're on the 0.1%.
Right. I'm trying, man. Like my form, I've had terrible form deadlifting for like 7 years and I finally slowly reworked it. And every time I've reworked it, my deadlift has gone up. So finally I'm at a point where I feel comfortable with it. So I'm going to try and start pushing towards 800. We'll see how that goes based on training. So.
Okay. Now, do you prefer conventional or sumo?
So I personally prefer conventional, just because I feel comfortable in it, but I pull better sumo. So my 735 pull was sumo. I pulled 727 on kilo plates in sumo, and conventional, my best is 705. But I prefer conventional. So.
Do you prefer kilo plates or pound plates?
I prefer kilo plates, but it's hard to find, man, at like different gyms and stuff. So I just usually throw on pound plates. Plus, for like, I know this is going to sound dumb, for views on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. Like if I throw on 5 reds, you know, 25 kilo plates, 5 of them on each side, no one really knows what that is, you know, versus if I throw like 6 or 7 45s on there, people are going to be like, whoa, like that's crazy. He's got 6 plates on each side. I'm like, all right, cool.
they don't need to know. They don't need to know.
Yeah, that's so honestly, I was thinking about doing something like that where I did like 3 reds, which is 385, I think, for like a set of like 30 or 40 reps on bench and be like, oh, 315 for 40 reps, you know, 30 reps, whatever it is, just whatever I get, just to mess with people. And then people will be like, wait a minute, those are 55 pound plates, exactly. You know, I don't know, just have fun, man.
Trolling people on the internet is always fun. What I don't think is acceptable is people who use fake plates.
Yeah. Yeah. Fake plates. See, like, I was trying to explain to one of my friends. There's this bencher out there right now who a lot of people think uses fake plates. And he might. I don't know. But, like, for example, let's say me, my best bench is 655. Right? If I threw a fake plate in there, I would be benching, like, in the sevens. Which is world class. You know, that could make me become like a sponsored athlete. That could make me become the best in the world and all that. No one would know. Obviously, they would if I did it, but you get what I'm saying. It's like, I see why people do it. It's just not, it's not for me.
What do you think is worst? Fake plates or fake natties?
Fake plates. Definitely. I mean, unless you're like a fake natty who claims natty. I mean, that's different. Yeah. Like, let me put it this way. A lot of bodybuilders and photo shoots will use fake plates.
Yeah.
Just because, like, their body is at a low body fat percentage, so they're at high risk of injury, you know, and they don't want to be seen squatting 315 for reps. They want to be seen squatting 765 for reps. So they'll throw on just fake plates for the photo shoot, and that's it. You know, versus fake natties is like an unrealistic, I don't know, expectation for kids. But
hey, fake expectations are always there. We grew up watching He-Man.
True. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know how to say it. Like a lot of kids will, let me rephrase it like this. Like, a lot of kids will, like He-Man, right? You just brought up He-Man. So if you thought He-Man was natty, you know, your whole life growing up, and then someone was like, oh, He-Man just took gear, and that's why he looked like that. You're going to think, oh, I need to take gear in order to get that. Right? So it causes this, like, I need this in order to look like that reaction. It's like, there's this one big TikToker on TikTok, obviously, and he promotes gear usage a lot.
Oh, great.
And I'm like,
what a fucking example.
Right. So he literally tells people like what he takes, and he, and everyone looks up to him. And I'm like, bro, your audience is like 15 years old. It's obvious you take gear. You look like a fucking He-Man. You know, you don't need to tell them like what you're taking, because then they're going to go out and they're going to want to take it.
It's a fucking shame.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
It's going to be weird in a couple of decades seeing all these guys, these 15-year-olds.
Oh, they're going to be beasts.
No, but it's going to be fucked up because they don't know what to do when they get off a cycle.
Yeah, true. Like, you're talking about SARMs and stuff.
SARMs, steroids. They don't know what to do when they finish, and they want to do the research. Let's face it.
Dude, there was a kid who I spoke to not too long ago. he told me he was taking SARMs and asked me, like, my opinion on it. And I asked him, I was like, hey, what's your nutrition like? He's like, oh, I eat twice a day and I go to McDonald's.
Oh.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah, good. That's great, man. What's your programming like? I don't know. I just go in and max out every day. Oh, that's even better. Like, and then I asked him, I was like, how is your strength doing? He's like, oh, I've gained 20 pounds on my bench in 3 months. That's great. No, it's not. If you're programming, I was like, you probably would have added 100 pounds. And I was like, how come you only eat twice a day? He's like, well, because I'm taking SARMs, I'm throwing up food a lot and I don't have an appetite. Okay, then don't take them. Like, it was like a 16-year-old, and I told him, I was like, dude, you can achieve so much more naturally than you can on SARMs that has no evidence that they work. Like, there's none. There's no scientific research. Absolutely nothing.
Have you ever tried ashwagandha?
I have not. That's like the new big thing, isn't it?
But this one is, it's a plant.
So right, and there is research behind that one, I believe.
Yeah, I've read about it, and they say like it will make you like fucking beast mode, basically. Like,
Never. I think one of my friends did like a 3 month. No, that was what was it called? Turkesterone or something?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Right, too. That's what he did. He did like a 3 month. Study on that to like tell his fans how he felt and stuff like that. I don't know about it. I've never heard of it. I have no research on it. I don't know. So can't really give my opinion.
Hey, I was feeling scared the first time I bought creatine. Well, I was gifted it and I thought, fuck, I didn't knew what creatine was. I was one of those dumbasses who think it's a steroid.
Right. I mean, that's how a lot of things are, man. Like, at the end of the day, you got to do your own research. You can't just listen to Joe Schmo in the gym who's like, bro, take this, you'll get jacked. Like, that doesn't work, you know? So, like, creatine, for example, do your research on it. If you feel like it's something you want, get it. At the end of the day, if it only helps you 5%, it's still 5% increase, you know? Like, I was telling one of my friends, and he was asking me, like, why I was taking all these different products from Rise. And I told him, I was like, even if this vitamin stack only helps me, like, 2 or 3%, that's a 2 or 3% increase from not taking it. That'll be the difference between, like, for me at my level, 3% on a 700-pound bench, that's 21 pounds.
That's a shit ton.
That's a shit ton. Exactly. That's the difference between 680, which is where I'm at now, versus 700. You know, we're talking on like percents. So like, let's say creatine helps me out 5%. That could be, you know, 35 pounds on my bench alone from creatine. That's huge. You know, so it all adds up here and there. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I was going on a rant. But
oh, you can go on a fucking rant here. You're encouraged to go on a rant here.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of kids are so anti-supplements but pro SARMs, and that just bugs me, man.
That's just so fucking stupid.
It makes no sense. You know, they're gonna drop their natural testosterone levels. They haven't even hit puberty yet. Like they're 16 years old, you know, or they're going through puberty. They haven't like fully developed. And then they're like gonna start getting like ED and high estrogen and low testosterone levels. Their depression's gonna skyrocket. Their lifts are gonna go up and then go down. Dude, when I was 16 and I was working out, my lifts just constantly went up. Like from freshman to senior year, just constantly increasing. There was no decrease ever. I was eating a ton. My body weight constantly went up. My bench constantly went up. It was like that up until about like 22. From like 14 to 22, my bench was just constantly going up. And then I stalled out at like when I was 240 pounds, I stalled out. I couldn't gain much more weight on my bench. I got stuck at around like 550. And then slowly over the past 5 years, I've increased it to 655. So it takes time. I don't know. Supplements are good. Kids got to realize that that's important, you know.
Especially if you're pro SARMs or you're anti supplements, you're just fucking stupid.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, man. There's a lot of kids out there like that. Like, why am I gonna go buy a tub of protein when I can buy this bottle of SARMs for $80? Like, bro, because the SARMs are gonna fuck you up.
Bro, your balls haven't even dropped, and you're already destroying them.
Exactly. You know, their balls are gonna stay shriveled up and up in there. So,
and they will get some very fucking huge bitch tits because of
yeah, the yeah. There's, I mean, with gyno, man, there's some kids who have it naturally, but then like the kids who abuse stuff are gonna get it from side effects.
Yeah, but if you get it naturally, it will go away. I had it.
Right.
Like a fat ass bitch.
Yeah. So like for me, I was the same way. I was like when I was younger, I was pretty obese, man. Like when I was like 13. And I had gyno when I was younger. Then when I get really lean, it goes away. When I gain a lot of weight, it comes back slightly. It's like back and forth. But if you get it from like a SARM or a steroid, man, it stays. You know, I'm pretty sure the condition is for when it goes away, it's called pseudogynecomastia, where it's not actually the gland that's enlarged. It's just the body source. Right, exactly. It's just body source fat versus the gland enlarging.
Have you seen how they took the gland off? Like the post-op and all
that? Yep. Dude, I saw on some surgeon, he was posting his videos or whatever, and it's like a huge thing he pulled out. It's like white and long, and it was gross.
It looks like how you would imagine it's to take someone's eyeball. Out.
Yeah, exactly. Like an eyeball. Yeah, it's like a huge lump and like white stringy stuff comes after it.
It looks like something straight out of Mortal Kombat.
I was gonna say it reminded me of Alien when they pull the alien out of the guy.
Yeah, the first one.
Right. Yeah.
Now something that's very funny is that most people think that meatheads and weightlifters are the farthest thing away from nerds and all that shit when it's like contraire. And I think you have some nerd tendencies just like every other weightlifter on the entire planet.
I feel like I'm probably the biggest nerd you'll ever meet. I'm like a huge closet nerd, but I guess kids on TikTok have been finding out because they'll see me commenting on like anime videos and like video game posts and stuff. And I'll be like, wow, like that was a great play. People are like, what are you doing here?
I'm just going to use one of my first. Just look at my even my fucking.
That's dope.
Coffee mug.
That's awesome, dude.
It was a gift from my best friend when he went to Texas to get back. Yeah. Shout out to Pablo Yamamoto. Let's face it. If you lift heavy weights, you're just trying to become Saiyan.
Yeah. Did I actually I saw this guy on TikTok who draws people as like Dragon Ball characters. Yeah. And I hired him to draw my girlfriend and I, and he did an incredible job. I had him use the Broly design for armor. So it wasn't Saiyan armor. It was like the, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, yeah, Broly had a different set of armor.
Yeah.
So it was different colors and everything. It just looked awesome, man. So that was like a dream come true for me. I'll have to find, I'll repost it eventually because it was awesome.
See, every meathead or gym goer is a fucking nerd. Let's face it. Sometimes when you're grunting at the gym, you're just thinking, this is my moment. This is when I realize I'm real Saiyan.
Right. Yeah. I mean, dude, that's one of my friends actually just sent me the Broly voice actor. Have you seen what he actually looks like?
No.
He's like this super skinny Asian guy. He's like 5 feet tall. He's like really tiny, and he sounds insane, man. I'll send you the video after this. Like, it's incredible. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people channel their inner Super Saiyan or whatever anime they're a fan of, you know?
Who do you want to become at the gym? Which anime character are you trying to become?
Which? Probably Broly, man, or like Jiren. Have you seen Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah, yeah.
So like Jiren, he looks insane physique wise. But yeah, Broly's probably my go-to, man. He's just huge. Like,
that's true. He's the biggest guy that has ever been.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe like, have you ever seen Berserk?
Yeah.
Like Guts, like his physique is incredible. You know, nothing too crazy, but I don't know, something like that. I just want to be big, man. I want to be big. I want people to know it.
Have you seen Baki?
Which Baki, of course. Yeah. Bro, I
beat you here, Hanma, bro.
Dude, yeah. He's insane. He's at the demon back, man.
Demon back. Like being the best fighter ever.
Dude, he punched the ground to stop an earthquake, right?
He got the gloves out of Muhammad Ali Jr. while he was jumping.
I saw that. Yeah. Dude, that's like, I love that anime because it's like realistic fighting, but they add in like a sci-fi style of like explanation. You know what I'm talking about? Like there was one guy who could, his hands move so quick, he could trap air in his hand and like it would compress and then it would like explode on hits. So he would like hit people with his palms and it would like create shock waves or something. I don't know. It was cool.
It's funny as fuck.
Oh, I love it, dude. It's my favorite.
When you see it on retrospective, it's funny, but like the
cast
is funny, but you're watching it and bro, it fucking makes you go wild at the gym.
Dude, I loved it, man. I wanted, like, it made me want to fight again, to be honest with you. But I'm too big for that.
try going to, back to jiu-jitsu, bro.
I feel like I would just lay on people and I would put them to sleep that way, you know.
You were a what? Purple barrel?
I was supposed to be a brown, but like pretty much because I was inconsistent, I was a purple. Not inconsistent, like my how often I went to train was inconsistent. But my actual rolling was great. If that makes sense. Yeah, I had to clarify that. I'm not like inconsistent when I roll. Like I'm not really good at guard and terrible at mount. Like nah, my offense and defense are great. I didn't train too often.
Oh, okay. I have the exact opposite problem. I'm still a white belt.
Okay.
So I'm the salt of the earth.
That's dude, like white belts they're scary and they're not scary at the same time. Like you could roll with a white belt and be like, all right, I'm gonna go easy on him, and then out of nowhere he'll catch you in like a basic gi choke. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't know what he's doing. Or like he'll pull on your arm a little too hard and snap your shit up.
Yeah. Actually, two or 3 weeks ago, I was rolling with my coach. Right now, I have like a substitute coach because my sensei just got his shoulder. He just had surgery on his shoulder, so he's physiotherapy. And I just 3 weeks ago, I arm barred my brown belt, and I was fucking proud as fuck.
Dude, that's awesome. That's a good feeling.
It made my day way better. Like that day, Like my crush left me on scene. I had a really shitty day at college and whatever, but I did tap a brown belt.
Tap the brown belt. See,
it was worth it.
Dude, that's the thing, like coming back to McGregor and that, like you could be the best fighter in the world. If someone catches your jaw with a lucky hit, you're going down. You know, you could be the best jiu-jitsu person out there, but if someone catches you in an arm bar and gets lucky, like, they can break your arm. You know, that's why I like powerlifting, man. If I'm the best out there, I'm the best out there. I'm competing against myself, you know?
Exactly. That's true. That's true.
I feel like that's why I love the gym. It's not like me versus someone else. It's me versus me, you know?
That's true. I love weightlifting. I'm not that good at it, but I love it. I'm one of the biggest guys at the gym, but where I go, but it's a very commercial gym. It's like mostly 40 something guys going there who work at an office all day long, and they basically only do cardio, and they sometimes will do some bicep curls, and that's about it.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, that's how most commercial gyms are. It's like your average person just trying to stay healthy. You know, I used to work out at a commercial gym and they didn't really like me there.
It that happens to me too. That's why I go super early. Like, I will go to the gym at 4:30 a.m. just to have the complete gym for myself so I can deadlift with no one calling me out because I'm being too noisy.
Yeah, that happened to me a few times at my old gym. They would complain when I would deadlift. And I would show the gym managers of my videos of me deadlifting. I'd be like, look, I'm dropping the weight as gently as possible. It's 600 pounds. It's making noise. Like, I'm sorry, you know.
You try to put that gently. It's fucking impossible.
Exactly. I don't know. There was one gym recently that was here that actually told me I could only – it was a 24-hour gym. And they told me I could only work out during specific hours. And that was when the gym wasn't busy. So I canceled my membership there. Like, that was ridiculous.
Those motherfuckers.
Right?
That's one of the douchiest moves you can do.
It's like the guy who just got kicked out of his gym recently for squatting 515. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, those guys are literally stealing your gains.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Just so you know, my phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
It's at 2%, so it might die on you. I'm just letting you know. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want to say something else before the phone dies?
I mean, we could just keep going until it dies. I'm fine with that. Like, I'm not worried about it dying. I just wanted to let you know because I got two notifications that it was like 10% and then 5%. Oh. So, I don't know. We could talk about whatever, man.
Well, what kind of music do you like to listen at the gym?
So, I'm one of those weird people. I don't listen to any music. I live purely off my emotions. So, I would prefer to listen to music when I was at the gym. But I don't, you know, like, it depends on what kind of a day it is. Like, if I'm doing, like, let's say an arm day, probably something I could like chill to, like rap. If it's like a heavy deadlift day or a squat day, maybe some metal, you know, maybe rock. It really depends. I listen to everything, man.
Bro, have you ever listened to sad rap while you're like,
bro, sad rap? That I feel like that would make me just depressed,
bro. Like, when my ex broke up with me, I would be at the gym listening to some Juice WRLD or some XXXTentacion.
I mean, okay, I get it.
Be destroying myself. I would actually be like, please injure me. I would be actually squatting, hoping to get injured, which didn't happen because
that's good. That's
fucking stupid. But I would push myself to the limit while listening to really some very sad rap, and that kind of depression, bro, that will make you fucking sane. That's at least that happens to me.
I mean, yeah, I've been there, bro. I get it. Like, I think I pulled my 735 like 10 days after something happened like that. So I get it, man. You'll push yourself extra hard from stuff like that, you know?
Now it makes me feel good, the fact that you're also running out of battery, because I live on like 30% of battery on my phone all time.
Dude, that's... So I had to limit my notifications on stuff because it would drain my battery so quick. And like, it would be like 1 o'clock and my phone would be dying and I would have to go charge it. So like right now, like it was at like 20% when we started this interview at 3:30, and I didn't use my phone at all today. So
I don't know why, but the same happens to me. Or sometimes I would just be listening to music and I would be basically out of juice by 11 a.m., something like that.
I feel like the phones don't last as long as they used to. I mean, you're young, man, but like my phone back in the day, I wouldn't charge it for like 3 days and it'd be fine.
I did have my Nokia. I did have my...
Okay, so you get it.
Yeah, I had my fucking Mjolnir Nokia.
Dude, you would charge that thing like once a week and it would be fine.
Bro, I don't remember charging it for a second time, and I had it like for a year and a half.
Exactly.
And they would be like bulletproof and everything.
Right. You could throw that at a wall, it'd be fine.
I think the wall would be worse than
the It probably would, man. Yeah, it'd probably break the wall. Have you ever seen those videos where they put like the... It's like obviously fake, but it's like the Nokia versus like the steamroller and stuff exactly, like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nokias were like the G-Shock, you know, like those watches.
True.
They are built... I'm pretty sure they have to be built on the same factory. Both are from Japan too.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're made out of. Like, why don't they make stuff like that Mjolnir? Now?
I don't know. I don't know what they're made of.
Yeah.
I think that's like long gone. They are built with hope on humanity. That's what
right. They're built with. Right. Those were actually built out of... I don't even know. Some alien metals or some, who knows?
Exactly. They're built with the same thing that Thor hammers is built with.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome. Could you imagine? Thor, so there's some company, they're like a YouTube channel, okay. And they made an actual Thor hammer out of like the densest, heaviest metal they could find.
Like 130 pounds.
I want to try and pick it up, man. I feel like I could.
I think you could. There's a company that's making like dumbbells. Well, hammer bells, because they're not dumbbells.
Right.
Because they have the form of a hammer, and they are... I want to buy some 35s.
I feel like that would be brutal.
I know. I want brutal. You need brutal on your life. Sometimes brutal is good.
True. That's why. Have you seen the 330 pound dumbbells at Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
I want to go try those out, man.
You, bro, I think you got that on your belt. I think you can. I think you could bench them and Romanian deadlift them.
I think I could deadlift them easily. I just think that the bench would be hard. Like, I hit the 250s for some reps in Texas. I want to try and hit 280s with who has them? What is his name? Big Boy. Okay. You know Big Boy, right?
Yeah.
He has some custom 280s at his gym.
I think he's got that. And if not, bro, you don't get into Valhalla with fear in your heart.
True. That's where I'm trying to be, man. I like I said, I'm trying to be Kratos.
Exactly.
You know.
Imagine if you want to be Kratos, you just can't get into Valhalla. You have to destroy Valhalla.
Right. I need to get in there and then kill everyone.
Exactly. You already have the beard going. You just need to shave your head.
Yeah, I just need to shave my head and keep the beard, man, and I'm good.
Well, The problem is going to the cot, because let's face it, Kratos ain't a natty.
Definitely not. Dude, I feel like though, with his, what are they called? The chain swords on his forearms. Could you imagine how much shoulder strength he would need for that to carry those around all the time?
Bro, that's why he doesn't lift weights all day. He's just walking around with that shit and wearing the Blades of Chaos on his back.
That's what they're called, the Blades of Chaos. Yeah. Like,
that's why he doesn't need to train. Just going to the market.
Well, dude, like, think about it. Like, swinging those around, you know how much core strength you would need for that?
And he doesn't just swing them. He throws them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're swinging them around, like, you're using your core and everything, like your shoulders, your arms, your triceps. It's like Guts and Berserk, man. He sat there swinging his sword like 2,000 times a day or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, it was like the biggest sword ever.
Exactly.
But
they actually found a sword that was 7 foot one, which is the same as the guy in Berserk. Yeah. They called it, they said it would cut, it would cut a horse head with only one swing. And that was about it. Sorry for all the listeners. The podcast was cut short due to battery. Thank you, everyone, and have a great fucking day.